The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Good morning. Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. So we're going to Italy with Steve Perillo. So I'm so excited. So and one of the great things about going with the Perillo organization is they have the best people in Italy right there. So and we had the guide of guides, hysterical, funny, informative, wonderful, warm Italian. Paolo was our guide there. So on the phone now, I got to go here because this trip is selling out and everybody said everybody as we had the best time on the last trip. Joe, I missed out. I wanted to go. I couldn't go. Now everybody's starting to go. We're selling out, like it's selling out as quickly as I could possibly imagine. So I wanted to just bring to the airwaves to say thank you. First of all, to Steve Perillo, my buddy. Steve, good morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Great. Merry Christmas. I can't believe what's happening right now. This is probably your first Italian phone call, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Now and Paolo from Italy. Paolo, you're the super guide from Italy. Paolo, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Hi, Joe. Hi, Steve. How you doing? That's wonderful to talk to you.
Buon Natale. Paolo. Buon Natale, Paolo.
So,
Buon
just
Natale,
to make
boy.
So you don't know. You go to Italy. Steve sets it up, right, with the all Perillo organization. You go there. They introduced us to this wonderful man who walked us through everything, who actually hijacked a bus for me in Florence because I got lost. I was walking around aimlessly. He took the Perillo tour bus where it wasn't supposed to be. Paolo, that was one of my favorite moments, man. You spotted me, man, from the bus, Paolo.
Of course I did. I never left you with my eyes. You were always under full protection. Of course you were. Wait, I can't wait to see you again. You know, we are planning a fantastic trip in Easter. And
yeah.
Of course, I want to be your host again. This time we'll visit Tuscany at the Cinque Terre, which is absolutely delightful. Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to go, Paolo. We're gonna go a few days in Rome, Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome, which is going to be spectacular. And then, yes, to the Tuscan countryside. And, Steve, Paolo will be with us, right? You can arrange that so this man is with us the whole time because he is the best.
That's what you want. That's what I want. All right. Paolo is elected.
I have to tell you this Paolo story, too. Paolo, what I have to say thanks to you. Now, we're on the airwaves, Paolo. Everybody listens around the world. They listen around the United States. We're right in New York. And when I went to Leo, I think I told you this before, Steve, I think you know the story too. I know Frank and Al and Debbie do. Paolo there, and I'm about to go to, I'm at Alitalia, I'm about to leave. Everybody, I wanted to make sure everybody was taken care of. And this man, Steve Perillo, and I thank you for that. Paolo takes care of it like we're family. They made sure everybody was taken care of. So I'm the last guy to go. Now I'm at the Alitalia counter in Italy, you know, in Rome. And they go, you're over by about 15 pounds or whatever it was, 5 pounds. And they wouldn't check my bag. So, of course, I take my wallet out. Right, Paolo? I say, can I bribe somebody? I thought maybe I could bribe somebody or something like that, you know? They go, no. It's a federal law. You can't have this much in your luggage. So Paolo goes, but in a second, he goes, let's take it out. He takes it out. We're in the airport. The line, in a matter of seconds, he had it out. I have a picture of Paolo sitting on my luggage, closing it, squeezing it in, getting out. And you got me on the plane. You got me out of there. That was one of my favorite moments as well, Paolo. Thank you for that, brother. Beautifully done. Okay, beautifully executed.
It was so much fun. Yes.
And it's laughing too. Hey, Paolo, where are you calling? Where are you now? And you're in Italy now. Where in Italy are you?
I am in Rome, and yesterday my daughter graduated cum laude at the university, so we were celebrating, and today I'm very happy to be able to wish you a Merry Christmas and to be on air. And actually, I would like to take the opportunity to say everybody, Buon Natale, which is in Italian, means Merry Christmas to all of you. Yes, from Italy.
Hey, wait, no, Paolo, your daughter graduated this week? Oh, congratulations.
Yes, God bless you.
That is great, man. We appreciate it. Paolo, you are such a joy. And everybody listening now that went on the, and Bernadette and Guy and Joanne and Mimi and everybody, Steve and Michelle, everybody who went on the trip. But we loved you. We appreciate it. With a shout out to Marco, Paolo, who was also with us. But Paolo.
Of course, Marco will be with us again, of course. We must have at least two full buses because we. You have to see Tuscany and the Cinque Terre. They are too beautiful. Absolutely. Yes.
And, you know, and Paolo, you know what? I'm going to let you go, man. But you were great because you would get on the speaker on the bus, and this is beautiful world-class, first-class tour bus, and then you would talk virtually as you would tell us the stories. Would you come to America, and maybe you and I, we could play Atlantic City with Steve Perillo? We'll do a whole team together. What do you think, Paolo?
I'm ready. Let me know when. Anytime.
Hey, I'll send you a ticket. Paolo, I'll send you a ticket if you'll come over. I'll send you a ticket.
Okay, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, Paolo, you're the best, man. Listen, love from America, Paolo, and we'll see you over there in Easter. We cannot wait to see you, my brother. Thank you so much, and God bless.
To see you too, and love to America from Italy. Thank you very much.
Buon Natale.
I can't wait to see you. Buon Natale again.
Bonadale. What a great guy.
Ciao.
Steve, he is so wonderful. And when I'm telling you, it's an art form because, and I had no idea. And I kept reading some of the Perillo commercials, Stephen, and I'm saying, oh, you with your friendly and informative tour guide. Was I saw in the copy, I went, what does that mean? I would read it, and I go, sure enough, when you get there, these tour guides are professional. Now, when you're going, and you're going from an hour trip, and we're going from Rome, or we're going from Sorrento to Prato la Sera, then Paolo, he would do like material on the bus. Steve, this guy, he would do like stories, funny stories.
He knows so much, and he knows how to handle a group, and he knows how to congeal the group. He's the best tour guide in Italy. So if folks who go in Easter are going to experience the best tour leader in Italy by far. He's been working with us for 40 years.
Wow,
since my father's time. Wow. Yeah, forever.
So you were a baby. You were
American.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it was great. Steve, I can't wait to go. This is going to be great because it's a special time. It's Good Friday and it's Easter Sunday, and it's a special, special day, and the whole family is going. And then Steve's going to perform at the piano. Hey, Steve, can I ask you, man, would you take classical piano lessons or something? You could play, brother.
A little bit.
I studied
music and business in school. I studied business and music. But I got to practice.
No,
I got to do it right now.
No, stop it. You were, all I know is we went. We're in Rome at this beautiful hotel. Listen, I tell you, and we're in there, and I go in there, and I'm gonna run through because I'm doing a set. So, and I'm, what am I gonna do? Who's the sound guy? What are we doing? We're setting it all up. Steve's at the piano, meticulously practicing and rehearsing. I gotta get this. I've never seen you so concentrated. It was great because but then you did it. It was fun. It was great. Then you could play, man. Did you want to be a musician, Steve Perillo? When you grew up, a little bit, but the tour business was, I could not deny the tour business.
It's been so great. And my grandfather did it. My father did it. Now my nephew is doing it. This is unbelievable. Yeah. And it's growing like wild, the business, especially the Italy sector. It's really amazing. What's happening to us?
We're proud to have you on the radio too, man. I got to tell you. So I talked to my buddy Tony, and Tony, it was with the Yankees for 60 years, and he goes, you know what? He calls me and he says, I'm going to Italy with my sisters. Tony's going. So I go, this is great, Tony. Great guy. I mean, he worked with Mickey Mantle, man. You know what I'm saying? He worked with all the great Yankees over at the stadium. So then he goes, I remember Mario and his father, your grandfather, Steve, in the Bronx.
No.
He goes, in the Bronx.
Yeah.
He goes, They live right by. Is that where Perillo's Tour started out, in the Bronx, New York?
Yeah, right by Arthur Avenue,
yeah,
on
yeah.
183rd Street.
Wow.
The spot is still there. I was just at Mario's restaurant. Arthur Avenue is still great. It's still great.
Yeah, it is. It really
before,
is.
We have the Seven Fishes, you know, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we go
yeah,
shopping
yeah.
at that big market on Arthur Avenue. It's such a great tradition.
So Tony said he remembered your grandfather, remember Mario, and Steve, you're carrying on the tradition with the family, and I know, and I talked to Linda, had a nice back and forth with Linda. She wanted me to say, could you come over Christmas Eve? I said, I would love to go over Christmas Eve, but I'll be with my mom, so we're due for a Perillo dinner. But is Linda going to Italy with us this time, do you know, Steve?
She usually comes in at the last minute.
She makes an appearance, man.
Could you fit me in? And I always do.
You know what? You got to check out PerilloTours.com if you want to go. And again, it's beyond the commercial at this point. This is family. This is family. And we have the greatest. We created such a great family. Matter of fact, Steve, they're doing a Perillo Tour reunion. Can you believe that? A reunion with all the folks that were kind enough to go with us last time. They're convening March 27th at Lorenzo's, where I'm going to be performing. And you're invited to join us on stage. Oh, man.
Sure.
So they're doing
sure.
This is what I mean. You get together, you become a family. Now they're doing a reunion, and we invite you to join us as well with this Perillo. It's a family thing, and we're gonna have a great time. Steve, we love you, man, and I was give our love to the family. I want to say merry Christmas to you. I can't wait to spend Easter in Rome with you, Steve.
Joe, I talked to you for like 5 minutes here. I have a smile on my face continuously. I don't know why you make people happy, but you really thank you for doing that.
Nah,
you make
God bless you.
So happy.
Nah, listen, it's from the heart,
you're like
Steve Perillo.
Happiness bomb. You really are.
Listen, we love you. Give my love to all the Perillo family, and we love you, Steve, and
Abuon
Natale, my friend. God bless. We'll see you in Italy. And if you want to go, oh my God, PerilloTours.com. I got to tell you something. This is it's like how. This is in radio in New York. All of a sudden, you always heard about Perillo, Mario Perillo. And remember, Adam Sandler did a parody of Steve on Saturday Night Live early on, right? This was months ago. Well, now it's like everybody's talking about this Perillo tour off of the radio, and we have created a family. Like, I knew it would work because I know you listening, and I know when we meet each other, we're like family. But I never, ever thought. Did you ever think it would have came to the point where we're just like, now we're traveling internationally together like this? So we'd love to see you with us on this next tour. And again, it's going so fast. We're going to have such a great time. I'm having it. Everybody's going with me. And we appreciate Steve making and Diana and Janice over at Perillo and all the good family at Perillo for always being there for always and always first class. And Paolo, this is the best tour guide that you heard in Italy. He will be with us Easter Sunday. But can I give you the number? 800-431-1515. It's 800-431-1515. PerilloTours.com. Ask for Janice. She is great. My mom talked to Janice. I'm telling you, it's a family thing, and we want to go to Italy with you on Easter. Hey, it's 9:17 with Joe on the radio. Thanks for letting me do that. That is a love. That is really from my heart. Ronica Cleary is going to join us. She is a president of Cleary Strategies and a former White House correspondent. Was there a Miss America thing yesterday, Frankie Fibros? Did I miss
that? There was, yes.
Was Ronica a contestant at one time? Did I see that? We'll find. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
So where was it? I should know this. Oh my gosh, where was this?
It was in Atlantic City, but they moved out of Atlantic City, and I think now they moved it to Mohegan Sun or somewhere in Connecticut.
All right, we'll find out about that. We'll find out about the debate, the post-debate analysis, and also another buddy who we bring people to the airwaves, and they are good people. Ed Romano, Dr. Ed, great guy. We're going to check in with Dr. Ed as well. Debbie Duhaime is right there. Paolo, wasn't it great to hear his voice again, Debbie? How about that, huh?
So awesome, right? I'm telling you, that trip was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Grace of God, yes, it was. It was great, and I keep hearing from everybody, and we do reunions, and Paolo was so, he just had a sense of humor.
It
was so
much, right? Yeah, and he had that fun voice, and everybody noticed when he spoke, it was great.
You know, he has a degree, I know we have to move, guys, but he has a degree, Paolo has a degree in political science, from the University of Rome. So he knows, and when he tells you history, when you're looking at the Colosseum, He will tell you things you never even knew about the Colosseum, about Rome, about little intricate facts that you don't know about. He knows about everything. So it's a great, and it was great. And we're so glad that you win and Frankie win. And
so
anyways,
fun.
Easter in Rome it is. Hey, speaking of traffic, Debbie, how we doing 20 minutes after 9 o'clock? I know it's Friday, so I don't even want to ask. How we doing? Getting bad now?
Yeah, we've got a couple of issues out there. It's not as crazy as it was in Rome when we were going through those hills and with the buses. That was unbelievable. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As we take a ride over to the subways, looks like normal service now over on the J and the Z. We still have a 45-minute delay on the Danbury branch of Metro North. Inbound GWB upper level, emergency maintenance, an hour to the upper level. Inbound Lincoln, that's down to 5 minutes. In the Holland, about 15 to 20. Watch for some slowdowns on 280 West, exit 9, getting out toward West Orange with a crash. It is a gridlock alert day here in town, so definitely allow extra travel time into and around. Let's go out to the eastbound side of the BQE by the Battery Tunnel. An accident over there to deal with as well. And traffic is still moving slowly over on Suffolk Ave over in Brentwood. That's closed with some ongoing police department activity. Sunny today with a high of 33. Clouds tomorrow, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio, indeed, telling you about Parian and Sons. Don't forget, you can go to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, to Parian and Sons, and you could get the jewelry of your dreams, because they have, and I saw some beautiful diamonds there. The diamonds, like, it's sparkling like nothing else, to the point where I called Maria, remember I told you that, and I said, hey, Maria, I want to do a little diamond cross for Charlie for her first Holy Communion. Boom, taken care of, with the, you know, papers to go along with the diamond. Now, Glenn and Maria, the Parians, are retiring. They're retiring, so they're liquidating everything store-wide. And they've been there for 100 years selling the best fine jewelry and watches, designer jewelry, all that great jewelry I've told you about, up to 70% off. Boom, just like that. So if you're panicking about Christmas, by the way, panicking about Hanukkah, if you're thinking, oh, what am I going to get? Go, just drop by Parian and Sons. All of that beautiful, beautiful jewelry has been discounted up to 70%, right? So this week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams, and you could buy the gifts of your dreams, right? Just think about it. Christmas morning, you're going to get a deal up to 70% off at the jewelry, at one of the greatest jewelry stores ever. Been around 100 years, Parian and Sons. This is great. Nothing is being held back. Parian and Sons, going out of business sale. It's going on right now, and it's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Eric Metaxas doesn't think it's healthy to generalize.
Because I take Me Too very seriously. But at the same time, I think we have to think it through. It's very easy to throw everybody under the same bus. I think, you know what? No, there are big differences between what some people have done and what other people have done.
Degrees.
And we're going to have to at least figure our way through that, to be fair.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I feel like I never get sick. I work in a dental office. I'm a dental hygienist, and I'm always with a bunch of patients, always with a bunch of people. We have 60 employees in our office, front and back office, and I feel like someone's always getting sick. There's always someone with a sniffly nose right now, and I never get sick. I never get sick, and I have sustained energy throughout the day. It's a great product. I'll probably use this for the rest of my life, I'm sure.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Sprinter, the holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
Oh, thanks. That reminds me, you can give your family the gift of savings with both an unlimited plan
and the powerful new iPhone 11 with an amazing all-new camera system included
for just $35 a month when you switch.
Whoa, what a deal.
It's great, isn't it? And Sprint has a 100% total satisfaction guarantee, so you and your family can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Whoa! Your gift. Now open it.
Is it the iPhone 11?
How'd you guess?
Switch and get both an unlimited plan and the new iPhone 11 included for just $35 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11 64GB, $15 per month after $14.70 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line with 18-month lease and approved credit. If you cancel early, your main balance due. Unlimited basic with 5 lines after $131.21. Pay $32 per month per line with autopay. Guarantee applies to new lines for 30 days. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Precludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, 30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. How are you? You know, 2020 is an election year, which can mean major volatility in the stock market. Democrats are going to do everything they can to try and throw a monkey wrench in the strong economy we have experienced under President Trump's leadership. Noble Gold's IRA allows you to diversify your retirement strategy by storing physical gold and silver in a tax-deferred retirement account. In times of economic instability and uncertainty, diversifying your assets with precious metals helps to create a safety net against losing aggressive stock positions. Now, you can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it by creating more balance in your financial portfolio. We all trust the team at Noble Gold. The team of expert analysts are ready to take your call and educate you on the best alternative investments for your particular financial needs. Mention that. You mentioned the Piscopo Show, by the way. You know, say, look, hey, the Piscopo Show sent me. You will receive a free copy of their gold guide for new investors. Visit, please, noblegoldinvestments.com and call their team right now for more information. Okay? Mention Piscopo Show when you go to noblegoldinvestments.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Oh, here we go, buddy.
Rangers, you know you're the mastermind.
Run, run, Rudolph, baby.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Run, Ronica Cleary is a friend of the show and kind enough to join us this early morning. Hey, Ronica, welcome back. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. We're full of Christmas spirit. It's silly. It's crazy.
I love it.
Oh, getting through the nuttiness of all the political situations. You know, first of all, before we go to this beauty thing, the post-debate analysis here, Ronica, did you watch this whole thing last night with the Democratic candidates?
I did. I was watching the Democratic primary debate on my television, and I watched the Miss America pageant on my laptop. So I might have missed a detail or two, but I think I got the gist of it.
Yeah. So, but on the debate side, it looked like Yang, from what I could tell, just walked away with it. Everybody else seemed sniveling and trivial. Yes.
Yes, he had his best night so far, and if you follow, they call themselves the Yang Gang on Twitter. They have a lot of frustrations and grievances about the fact that he doesn't get a lot of time in these debates. Now, he definitely got the most time to show his personality that I have ever seen in a debate. But it's funny, I tweeted that and a handful of his supporters said, you know, he still got the least amount of time. But I think considering it was only 7 candidates and it was a shorter debate, he really did have the opportunity to show he has a sense of humor, and
he brings
that out as he talks about issues in a different way from those other primary candidates.
Yeah, Frankie Fiberos has been saying that. Frankie's been saying that, and I said, I don't know, I didn't see anybody, but he really did surface. He was funny when, who was it, Judy Woodruff or somebody, she was going after Steyer, and then she called Steyer Yang, and Yang goes, I'm over here. That was hysterical. That was funny, right?
It's also, I think, embarrassing for her. I mean, As a journalist, I would have been mortified had I done that. He handled it very well and just rolled with it, which is, I think, the most appropriate way to handle it.
Yeah. Hey, Monica, tell me, too, what's a wine cave fundraiser? Now Warren goes, was it Joe Biden that had the wine cave fundraiser? Is that what happened? Is
no,
that what that was?
It was Pete Buttigieg. It was the moment of the night, those two.
Yeah. You know what? And I said, I'm reading here, it says Biden. No, it was Buttigieg. And you know what? Buttigieg, he's like Mr. Regular Guy. What's he doing in a wine cave fundraiser? That's a scary thought. I mean, what is that? They go into, and the bottles of wine were like $1,000 a piece or something like that?
I know. But you know what? He's raising money, you know, and I think that argument between the two of them is a really, it's a pivotal divide between the Democratic candidates right now, or amongst the candidates, because, you know, you have Elizabeth Warren saying, I'm not taking any PAC money, and really sneering at wealth, if you will.
Pete
Buttigieg's response was, hey, we've got to win this. I want to beat the president, and I need financial support wherever I can get it. So it was a fascinating exchange, but the wine cave was trending, and the concept is a little... It does sound a little bizarre. So, I mean, it was a great moment in the debate.
It was. And Joe Biden looked good. He looked good. You know, I mean, at his age, he looks good. I know he's had some surgery there, but God bless him. But so I see what I can't figure out, Ronnie. And then I want to move on to Miss America. And you know this, having been a White House correspondent. Who can surface? Who could possibly surface? If Tulsi Gabbard was up there, I would say she's the one, because she's independent. She goes right back at them. I like the way she pushes back, but they won't give her any credence. I can't imagine at a convention, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I can't, Pete Buttigieg. I can't imagine. And Michael Bloomberg. I think it's a brokered convention. Don't you think so?
It's fascinating to hear you say that, and I think your point is well made. I mean, I'm watching Joe Biden, who has been the front runner in this race for since the beginning, really, since he got in it. And you watch him on that debate stage, and there's no reason other than his history and his name recognition. I mean, there are no superstars. There's no one shining out above the rest, which is probably why Bloomberg got in this race. Now, I have said publicly that I think it was too little too late. I don't think he is going to be a force. I think it's a waste of time and money. But there's no doubt that you look at this field and you have these seven candidates last night, you think, well, Joe Biden's only the front runner because he's been around for so long, not because he's some superstar, not because he's saying something new or riveting or moving to perhaps independence, which he's going to, whoever the candidate is going to have to appeal to. They're going to have to win over Trump supporters. And I think that Trump is going to walk into 2020 with a huge upper hand.
This is something else. Unbelievable. Hey, so Miss America pageant, when was it? Where was it? When did this happen? I don't see anything about this.
It's a little heartbreaking. It's a little heartbreaking, though, because, you know, back in my glory days, I may have worn a swimsuit in a beauty pageant or two.
Wait, now you got Ronica. Ronnie, you got to tell us. Where was that? When was that? Because I knew it. I said it to Frankie. I said, wasn't Ronica in a beauty? Where were? Was it Miss New Jersey or something?
You can't even call it a beauty pageant anymore, Joe. I mean, everyone's so sensitive. Everyone's offended. I was Miss Philadelphia many years ago. Or a year or a time, but you know, I love it. They're great girls. My maid of honor was my roommate at Miss Pennsylvania. I mean, and they've changed so much of it. They've lost so much of their identity. But last night they took it out of Atlantic City. It's heartbreaking. It was at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut in December, and so. You know, not what it used to be, but I love the winner from Miss Virginia. She did a science experiment on stage. I mean, it was kind of wild. And I have to say, you know, of all the girls, I thought she was very, very inspiring. And I thought I would love my little girl to see her talk about science and, you know, motivate her to care about STEM and issues like that. So I did. I never say anything bad about the girls, because even if the pageant has lost its way a little bit, the girls are working really hard at doing their best.
So Miss Virginia did a science experiment. What'd she do, like a volcano with baking soda and vinegar? I mean,
it was essentially something like that. It was with hydrogen peroxide, and she blew up these things. And I mean,
that's cool.
It was kind of wild. It was kind of cool, you know. I mean,
It's something different. I've seen a lot of tap dances.
If you
want
to hear it, Joe, we have the audio.
Yeah. All right. No, that's all right. That's all right. I think I don't want to, you know. It's like, did you hear that audio of the Miss Virginia Talent Contest on the Piscopo show? I said, no. The God, but Ronnie, before we let you go, you're an accomplished journalist, you know, and you know, I've known you for a while now. You're a great gal. As a professional gal, does it offend you when you see these beauty contests? I mean, does it offend you saying, you know, women shouldn't be doing this? You weren't offended. You support this, correct?
Oh, it offends me that they have changed so much of who they are, you know, There's a place for all types of women and professionals. And I think in this politically correct, highly offended world, we've lost our way and in many ways turned our back on, you know, people who are maybe classic or traditional or old fashioned. And there should be a place for young women like that, too. And so that's what breaks my heart. I don't think it's for everyone. I don't think it needs to be. And so it makes me a little sad. Like, there was no swimsuit competition. You know, there was no evening. It's just so different. But
I wonder if the progressives are going to want men now to compete in these contests. You know what I mean? A guy are we looking to that? He's going to say, no, I'm a man, like they do on the sports teams now, and I'd like to be in the Miss America pageant. I'm sure we're a step away from that, don't you think?
I wrote a piece about that for The Hill when they announced all of the changes. And I do think it's inevitable because they've lost so much of their identity that makes it Miss America. I mean, then what is their reason to turn down a man? Like, they don't have a reason anymore. So it's only a matter of time. But I also remember the glory days of my youth and all of the wonderful times I had. And say good things about the girls always, because they deserve all our love and support, because they're doing fighting a good fight.
Yeah, listen, we appreciate it. But I love your upbeat attitude, too. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And Ronica Cleary, we'll talk to you soon, Ronica. God bless. God bless.
You
amazing. 9:35 with Joe on the radio. Ed Romano is going to join us. I see those phone calls. Boom. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. All right, now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio found himself being shouted down by angry public housing tenants during a meeting last night about a controversial plan to redevelop a Manhattan housing project. The mayor was repeatedly interrupted during the meeting, where he tried to sell his plan to turn a Chelsea NYCHA housing project into a partially privatized mixed-income housing development. The mayor says the city does not have the money to rebuild the apartment buildings that are falling apart. He says the city can raise the money through a public-private partnership, but tenants in the building say they fear they'll be thrown out of their homes when it's all finished. Cops say they have busted a man who was allegedly making counterfeit tickets to Phish's very popular annual New Year's concert run at Madison Square Garden. NYPD says 33-year-old Michael Pinero was caught in the process of making the tickets in his Bronx apartment. Police say they were tipped off to his bogus business by someone who bought one of his fake tickets. Pinero has been charged with second-degree possession of a forged instrument. In sports, Islanders beat the Bruins in a shootout 3-2. The Nets lost to the Spurs for the 17th straight time in San Antonio, 118-105. Last time the Nets won in Texas against the Spurs, they were the New Jersey Nets. Speaking of New Jersey, as you heard here last night on AM 970, The Answer, Seton Hall, an upset win over number 7 Maryland at the Prudential Center, 52-48. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the LIE eastbound out by the Northern State Merge. It's an accident there. Route 100, that's Suffolk Avenue, getting up through Brentwood, closed with police department activity. It's still busy on the eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. An accident there to deal with. And it looks like a pedestrian accident being investigated on 3rd Ave in Brooklyn, getting out toward the area of 8th Street. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the Grand Central Parkway westbound. Pretty busy right through Kew Gardens. Inbound GWB upper level emergency maintenance. It's about an hour in to the upper level from 8095 Express. Better though from your other approaches. No major problems to the lower level. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that looks fine. Holland about 10. It is a gridlock alert day here in the city. Let's go to 280 West, exit 9 and West Orange, a crash. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head over to 684 Northbound, getting up through the area of Purchase with pothole repairs. Sunny today, high in the 30s. Ladies. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
It's Red Kettle time. This is a story about a battle. I need you to go to team970.org. Come on, we can do this. We can do this. Team970.org. I know, you know, we got so much going on, right? But you don't want to forget about the most vulnerable. That's why I've always dedicated my life to the at-risk community around certainly Jersey and the United States, because people, kids go to bed hungry. Or they don't go to bed at all because they don't have a home or even a place to sleep. You know that, right? And that's why I'm a supporter of the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I help out different other nonprofits always. I mean, I just have a feel that it's our responsibility to help others when we can. You know, the Salvation Army does exactly that. That's why we are proudly partnering with the Salvation Army, because they fight for good, you know. With the help of generous folks like yourself, we can help the Salvation Army put food on tables. Yeah, put food on tables. How about presents under the tree, joy in the hearts of our neighbors in need at this time of year, right? That's why I'm humbly asking you to join the Team970.org team, Team970.org. And we want to raise the money to help our fellow Americans. All of this money goes right back into our local communities. I love that about the Salvation Army. At Team970.org, whether you give a little, you give a lot, every dollar does a world of good in your community. I want to thank Mr. Bramnick for making such a generous donation to the Salvation Army. So please help us out at Team970.org. There it is, Team970.org.
How can I protect my family if something happens to me?
What if I need to go to a nursing home? What will happen to our savings, our home? What's the best way to give my home to my kids?
Who will help us take care of Grandpa?
These and many other questions can be answered with a phone call to Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, one of New York Magazine's top lawyers, has over 30 years of estate planning and elder law experience. Mike and his team of professionals will help you protect your assets from probate, taxes, and nursing home costs so you can have peace of mind knowing you and your family will be taken care of and protected.
I'm Mike Connors, founder of Connors & Sullivan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. The time to plan is now.
I'm Beth Connors. Call today for a free initial consultation with one of our experienced lawyers.
Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or connorsandsullivan.com.
2020 is an election year, which can mean major volatility in the stock market. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to try and throw a monkey wrench in the strong economy we've experienced under President Trump's leadership. Noble Gold's IRA allows you to diversify your retirement strategy by storing physical gold and silver in a tax-deferred retirement account. In times of economic instability and uncertainty, diversifying your assets with precious metals helps to create a safety net against losing aggressive stock positions due to the market collapsing. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it by creating more balance in your financial portfolio. I trust the team at Noble Gold. Their team of expert analysts are ready to take your call and educate you on the best alternative investments for your particular financial needs. Mention the Dennis Prager Show sent you and receive a free copy of their Gold Guide for New Investors. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and call their team now for more information. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio, one of the joys of being on the radio here on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station of Salem Media, is to be able to tell you the good things that can make your life easier. And Route 22 Toyota is one of those things. When you go to buy a car, you don't want back and forth. You don't want shenanigans. Isn't that a great word, shenanigans? Remember that word? The parents' word, right? Now, I don't want any shenanigans from you kids. When you go to a car dealer, what do you want? When you're shenanigans, you don't want shenanigans. You know, you don't want to deal with dummies. You don't have to deal with dummies. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, you'll meet the best people. And I had the privilege of going over there when we first started telling you about Route 22 Toyota all those years ago. And I went in there and we broke bread in the showroom. How cool was that? We had Broke Bread Dominic from DR Catering came over, and he served, and Iggy was there. And Iggy, what a great guy. And I'm telling you this, the first thing, and I'll tell you about the first five calls, first 5 minutes and all of that, but when Iggy said to me, what charities are you attached to? He says it like that. And I'm thinking, oh, that's curious. I kind of let it go. Then he came back, Joe, what charities do you? And I said, well, the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And I've told you this before, but this, I'm just telling you this to tell you about how good the folks are at Route 22 Toyota, you know, under the leadership of Iggy Giuffre. So Iggy goes, look, Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. All right, I'm there. We made a man of the year. He gave a substantial donation. He got Toyota to make a substantial donation. He's helping the kids, whether they're mechanics, whether they're accountants, to work within the dealership from the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey to Route 22 Toyota. This is a stellar organization. Class all the way. And then when you go there and you meet Carmelo and Chester and Alex Kinsella, he's the young guy that can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, right? Chris and Johnny. This is where you want to be. So we invite you to call first five callers next 5 minutes. I mean, I'll give you the 950. I always give you that extra minute because I'm Joey Generosity. What am I going to tell you? 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, Earl change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Just like that. Boom. First five callers next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's a 9:45 on AM 970. The Answer on the Piscopo Show. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05 from Palm Beach. Hey, is that Dr. Ed Romano on the phone? Let me put Ed. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing? Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm looking. I see Dr. Ed Romano in the and we had such a great time at the Army game. And God bless you for all that you're doing for you and your staff. It was so great that you and your beautiful bride. That was a beautiful day. How great was that, man?
It was a fantastic day. It was a lot of Veterans Day. It was just awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and Army. No, thank you for being there, Doctor. Hey, Ed. I gotta tell you, if I can. You looked at my. You looked at my teeth and went, hey, not bad, Joe. I said, okay, great, thanks. You can see. Will you tell us how easy it is? Because people kind of, when I first heard implants, oh, my gosh, I can't possibly do that. It's so easy now. You were at the forefront of this, all this technology, this cosmetic dentistry that helps people look better, feel better, eat better, be regular people again. Tell us how easy it is, Ed, because it really is. People freak out about it, yes?
They do. They're concerned, and I'll tell you, Joe. It all comes down to how we bring people in and work up the case. We start with simple photographs. We talk to them about what they need, and then we design a treatment plan and go ahead and show them what we can do for them to make them look good, feel good, and then even go as far as to show them the procedure. So it's not threatening. It's easy for them, and most aesthetic dentistry is done very simply. And we try to be as conservative as we can, yet the same time deliver the best results. And you spoke about implants. The way we're doing implants today and the miraculous things that we could do for people, giving them back their entire mouth in a couple of visits, it's just amazing. People should just really, you know, if they're interested, they should, you know, seek out their dentist and we'll be glad to help them. But anyone out there who has even the thought of it should seek it out today. It's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Ed's over there in Morristown, New Jersey, Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey. Hey, by the way, you're a big guy now. You told me you played football. In college, you played football too, right?
In college, I played rugby. I played football through high school.
Rugby, you told me that, which is probably rougher than football, right?
Well, I'm not going to. Let's say we play without helmets.
Yeah, that explains it all, right? Hey, sure. Also tell you what people keep asking me about, the implants, number one, then they say veneers. What's the veneers? Do you paint those on? You put those on? How do you do a veneer on somebody, Ed?
Well, it's pretty straightforward and a simple process. I like to tell patients, women get it better than men. Think of a veneer like a fingernail tip. You know, women get fingernail tips and their fingernails look great. Veneer is kind of the same thing. It's a thin plate of porcelain that we bond over the tooth and gives you that aesthetic result. The beautiful thing about the porcelain is they're strong. They can eat what they want to eat. They're not going to chip. They're not going to stain. And people, when they're done right, people should look at you and say you have a beautiful smile, not that you have beautiful veneers. They're that natural when they're done the right way.
All right. Dr. Ed, we appreciate it. What are you doing for the holidays, man?
Oh, it's family, Joe. You know, Italian family. We're going to come together. We're going to do our seven fishes on Christmas Eve. And then down with my son the next day. So it's going to be 2 days of family and tradition and a lot of love and a lot of food.
Listen, I appreciate it. Now, you go to Aesthetic. I know it's the best. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. I have a number in front of me yet. You know, well, I know you. I'm afraid that it's your cell phone number. So what's the best? I know you. No, I know you. You say, give him my cell phone number. You are great. I swear to God. You're one of the great guys. That's why I love telling you. If somebody's thinking about the implants or the veneers or something, please, what's the best number, Ed, aside from your cell number?
973-285-5480. That's my office. They can call and talk to Maria.
That was the cell number. I almost gave it out over here. That would have been great. And I know you. I know you. You would have taken it. You would have been
great. I would have answered and spoken to anybody. That's fine.
That's your style. That's why we love you, Dr. Ed. Dr. Ed Romano, I love to your beautiful wife and to your family, indeed. And Merry Christmas, Ed. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, man. You too. He's a great guy, Dr. Ed Romano, you know. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 with Joey on the radio. There's Debbie Duhame out there. Debbie, you're with us on Monday, right? You with us on Monday as we roll in? You're going to be with us? Or are you off and running somewhere, do you know?
I'll be with you. Yes, I'll be with you. I'm not going to be off and running because I kind of ran out of the vacation days because I took off to go to Italy, then to England, and then, you know, I was like, but, you know, I wasn't going to miss Italy for anything.
No,
it was just so amazing, you know?
It was
so
great.
I'll be here.
I'm so glad you went. You were like the ambassador. You were an ambassador for us. You really were. Hey, so here it is Friday. Oh, it's coming into 10 o'clock, and I got to go to Midtown. I will be on Neil Cavuto's show. Yes, 12:45 hit. We're going to be talking SNL with my buddy Neil. However, on Fox Business. So 10 before 10, how are we doing traffic-wise, Debbie? And thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe. Have a fabulous weekend. Good luck with all the Christmas shopping to everybody as well. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head to 684 northbound, getting up toward exit 2 up through Purchase, they're doing emergency left lane construction there. Kind of busy 95 south into Port Chester with ongoing road work. Inbound GWB upper level emergency maintenance, still an hour to the upper level from 8095 Express. So all the truckers going to the upper level. Sorry about that. The lower level is actually moving okay. Inbound Lincoln, not too bad. Holland Tunnel, that's about 10 to 15. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you head to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel with an accident over there. LIE East up by Francis Lewis Boulevard. That looks like a stalled vehicle causing a delay. And also, if you're going to be taking a ride over to 3rd Ave in Brooklyn, getting out towards 6th Street, this is an ongoing investigation of another pedestrian accident this morning. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains it's tough to get the truth out of Washington.
James Comey being interviewed by Chris Wallace. James Comey had repeatedly said that the dossier was valid, verified, truthful. Either it was essential or it wasn't. You said it wasn't critical. IG Horowitz says it was. Oh, I don't understand him to be saying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Hard to say. Can we move on to something else?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests.
Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Patchy clouds early today will give way to plenty of sunshine. Still on the cold side, but not as harsh as yesterday, the high 32. Then clear to partly cloudy and still cold tonight, the low 24. For tomorrow, sunshine dimmed by high clouds, still cold with a high of 34. Then for Sunday, partly sunny and not as cold in the afternoon, with a high up to 46. I'm Isaac Longley, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much, Isaac. A beautiful name that you have.
Hi. Hi, it's me. It's Joe Piscopo. Did you go to Capalbo's yet? Oi, you got to go to please. Will you go to capalbosonline.com and do what I did? You could order online, get it delivered. I mean, the store is beautiful right there on Allwood Road in Clifton. I've seen Capalbo's. They've been there for 110 years, by the way. And it's about as old as I am, I'll tell you what. But, you know, they make these by hand, these beautiful baskets. And most of them come with free shipping. And everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee at Capalbo's. You go to capalbosonline.com. Remember, we had the big tower delivered to the studio. Oh, beautiful. Everything. The fruit baskets, everything. And the candy in there. Just spectacular. You're going to love Capalbo's. Now, you go to capalbosonline.com and then use the code Joe970. You get 10% off your order. Boom. Just like that. I'm telling you, saved a lot of money on that. And I got free shipping on my order, by the way. So you can call 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262 or go to capalbosonline.com. Capalbosonline.com. Please remember to use that discount code Joe970 at checkout. You save 10% off your order, all right? I love telling you about Capalbos. They've been in the neighborhood for years. You will love them. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
This is nice.
It's the best time of the year.
The last time you'll hear Burl Ives on this show.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
I'll sing it.
But have a cup of cheer.
Bring it on, Albert.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Albert, have a great time off.
Thank you.
How long? What? How long are you taking off?
I'm off all next week. No, 3 months.
Wow.
Okay.
All next week you're gonna be off.
Yeah, all next week. All
right. Well, we
I'll be
the
back
best
on the 30th with you. I'll be back on the 30th with you.
All right, and Frankie Five Burrows.
No, you seem to be very, very thrilled about that. I'll be back on the 30th. Okay, good. Good.
Yes, I will be here all next week with the exception of Christmas Day because we've got to get this Red Kettle campaign with the Salvation Army to hit our goal. So I'm coming
beautiful.
In, even though we had anticipated taking off Christmas Eve. And if people want to donate so that I can take off Christmas Eve, it's team970.
Right? Well, then we say $500, you get to go out to dinner with the morning crew.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. 5,000. It was 5,000.
No, 500. Not 5,000.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying. Hey, Frankie, thank you for doing that. But listen, I'll talk to you on Monday. Albert, have a great time, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to the both of you. And, Frank, I'll see you in next year.
Absolutely.
You. Happy New Year.
Ah. Thank you.
Are you happy about that, Frank?
Absolutely.
The abuse that I take on this show.
I love my Al Gattulo, baby. Al, happy Christmas, buddy. And we'll see you.
But Merry holidays.
New Year, indeed. Merry, there it is. Debbie, we love you. Frankie, thanks for a great show, as always. I'll see you on Monday. And now, you know what? All the nonsense you see on TV and on the news and you yell at just put it aside. Put aside the divide. You are right. You are absolutely right. And everything you're thinking about, no matter who you believe in, no matter who you vote in, we come from the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. And we're going to celebrate the holidays. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it.